All right, how's everything going, Devin?
Things are great. How about you?
Oh, things aren't too bad. Things aren't too bad. We're getting close to playing your single here, What You Don't Know. I mean, that's a pretty big song there for you. And, well, you're getting ready to hit the road and do some shows with Dan Davidson later on this month.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about that. I got a call from Dan a few weeks ago or a month ago, and he's like, hey, you want to come play some shows with me? Said, absolutely, I would love to. So we're going to do Calgary and Red Deer, Calgary on November 24th at Commonwealth. And then I'll be joining him in Red Deer on November 27th. Be nice to be back close to home. I'm from just 20 minutes away from Red Deer. So it'll be kind of like a hometown show almost.
Let's let the people find out a bit about you. You are from around Airdrie, or you call Airdrie home these days. I mean, you seem to love your old school cars, your motorcycles. You're a big fan of kind of that country rock sound. And you've even done an annual motorcycle themed live music event, Ride to Remember, that's raised over 50 grand for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary.
That's right. Yeah, I grew up in Innisfail, spent my whole life growing up there as a kid, and moved to Calgary, I guess, in would have been 2014 for the first time, and have been kind of back and forth since then. But Calgary's been my home for quite a few years now. And yeah, growing up, I grew up in my dad's custom motorcycle shop and custom hot rod shop. So I was always surrounded by creative things happening, watching him build stuff. And I think that was one of the things that definitely influenced me in finding my own thing to create. And like you said, I've kind of turned that into a charity event that happens every year called Ride to Remember, where I took the motorcycles and the music and I put it together with something else I'm really passionate about. And that's working with people who have Alzheimer's and dementia. Growing up, my mom was still is a continuing care nurse in a long-term care facility in Olds. I started volunteering there when I was about 7 years old and got to see the firsthand impact that Alzheimer's had on folks who were living with it. And so when I had this opportunity to kind of put together a charity event, I'd had some family members who had been affected by Alzheimer's. It was something that was really close to home for me. So I wanted to find a way to bring it all together and create what is now Ride to Remember, which is motorcycle themed concert, charity event, fundraiser, all for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary.
Yeah, and doing that Ride to Remember got you nominated for a Country Music Alberta Award last year, which is really cool to sort of see that charity be recognized by your fellow country music community here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. I feel like as artists, we ask so much from our friends and family and communities. We ask them to come to shows. We ask them to buy our music and follow what we're doing. The least we can do is give back to the communities that have supported us.
No, I mean, this has been a big year for you. You're working, I'm guessing, towards a second EP or album after last year's release. The Other Guys came out. You had Underdog, which was the first ever song played here on Rising Stars, as I really felt a song like that was fitting for a show for emerging and up-and-coming artists who are always fighting those odds to be recognized, be seen, be heard. Is that the plan then, a new album?
Yeah, absolutely. We're working on a bunch of things. We've got a few songs already recorded in the can, ready to go. We're just figuring out the best way to get it in your hands so that you can see the project and see everything behind it. We've got a few things we're working on finishing up, and the plan is absolutely a new body of work. We'll leave it at that for now.
So not sure if it's a full album, just an EP, or just not ready to tell us yet.
Just not ready to tell you yet.
Well, you have the song out, What You Don't Know. We've played it once here before on Rising Stars. How did this one come about for you, especially as you've put out an acoustic version for it as well?
Yeah, I wrote this one, I believe, earlier this year. I actually wrote it back in maybe end of last year with a couple good friends of mine, Ali, who's a country artist originally from Edmonton, who's down in Nashville now, and also wrote it with Andrew Peebles, who's written a bunch of other tunes with me, wrote Underdog with him. Like you had said, you played that one before, and we got in the room and started talking about all the things in the world that don't really matter to us. There's a lot of things in our daily life that go by that don't have an impact, don't really change our day-to-day lives. But when you start thinking about it, there's a few things that as soon as you realize you don't know them, they really start to impact you. And when you get out of a relationship, relationship, and all of a sudden the person you once knew everything about them, everything they were doing, where they're at and who they were with, and now all of a sudden you know nothing about them, you don't know where they are, and you're just left with that heartbreak lying awake at 2 a.m. It's one of those things that I feel like all of us have probably felt at some point or another. And so when we did the fully produced version of the song, we kept it really upbeat, and it's almost like a weekend fling. It's like this little weekend fling that you don't know where they're at, you don't know what they're doing, but it's all right. But I feel like the song has more than just that as a meaning. And when we stripped it down and did just the piano version, it kind of took on a whole new meaning, like a longer relationship. It could have been a 5-year or 10-year or 2-year, whatever it is, relationship where all of a sudden your whole life is kind of disrupted. And that person who was once a part of everything is now just not there. And you're left with nothing but the wondering of thoughts of where they are. And then all of a sudden what you don't know really does matter.
Was there ever any debate which version you would put out first? Because I know the original version, well, calling it the original version, obviously, but not the 2 a.m. version as the acoustic and piano version is called. Was there ever any debate which one you were going to throw out first? Or was it just, we're going to go with the original and then we'll slow it back down?
We wanted to put out the fully produced kind of upbeat rockin' version first. I think there's a lot of heaviness in the world. And we were coming into summer and we'd kind of looked at both tracks and realized this is going to be a better fit for now. It's so fun to play live. It's one of the most fun, some of the most fun we have live is playing that tune. It's just an absolute blast. And we knew that taking that one out for the summer and playing it was going to be the right thing to do. And as we slow down into the fall and the summer flings end and everyone goes back to school, it's time to give them a little heartbreak.
Well, I mean, Josh Ross is following suit. I saw he put out a slower piano version of Trouble. So clearly you had the right idea there if he's trying to rip you off.
Well, thanks. I don't know if I wouldn't say he's trying to rip me off. He's a great dude and he's doing unbelievable stuff. So cool to see other pals from Canada doing good stuff. We were in top of the country together a couple of years ago and got to know him a little bit. He's a great dude.
Yeah, you were a semi-finalist in that competition. How much did that impact your career just being a semi-finalist?
It was great. It's a fantastic opportunity. Like, we got to go out to the Warehouse in Vancouver, and that's where we were recorded Underdog. Got to hang out with Brian Adams and have some pretty unbelievable experiences chatting with him. And overall, the program's just a fantastic way to elevate yourself and be able to become a more familiar name across the country. Thanks to the support of the Canadian Country Music Association and SiriusXM. Pretty awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with me, Devin. Getting ready to spin this one here, What You Don't Know. I'm hoping people continue to dig it as much as I have.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for spinning the tunes.